Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to Beyond Black History Month. I'm your host, Fahmy Redwood. My father was 76 years old when he was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. Somehow, the military missed it when he joined as a teenager. Somehow, it wasn't picked up in any of the Army psych evals in subsequent years. And somehow, it wasn't discovered in the decades my dad has been going to doctors. When I asked him if I could share this on this podcast, his exact words were, sure, doctors weren't thinking about black men and mental health back then. But where the healthcare system has historically failed, one institution, for decades, has served as a sort of community therapy group for black men. The barbershop.
It's like a family, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're all close.
And that's why some black barbers are leaning more into this role and being trained as mental health advocates.
How's the baby?
He's good.
There's a special bond between barbers and their customers.
I mean, I've known the guy like 15 years of my life, you know what I'm saying?
There's the obvious, the place you go for a good cut.
When the customer says, "Well, you hooked me up, this is perfect."
But the shop is also where black men can bare their souls.
We're all here. We all got open ears.
I'll let my partners be known.
Let's be frank. Many communities still consider mental health a taboo subject. But just because it's not spoken about doesn't mean these issues don't exist. The National Institute on Minority Health and Health Disparities found 20% of African Americans are more likely to experience what's considered serious psychological distress when compared to white people. But despite this, black people are less likely to get the mental health care they need compared to white people. And this is especially true for black men, while medical racism has certainly played a part. Researchers say the social constructs of the ideas around black masculinity also prevent those from getting the help they need. Enter the Confess Project.
Who goes on the barbershop stays in the barbershop.
Darnell Rice is the chief of people for the Confess Project. It's a nonprofit that encourages black men to open up about mental health at the barbershop.
Mental health and mental awareness and mental illness is real. It's no joke.
The barbershop has always been the place where barbers and customers would talk politics, relationships, and sports, so it makes sense to add wellness.
Just having an open dialogue in a vulnerable space and conversation. Just talking about how we feel, how our communities feel, you know, how our families feel.
The Confess Project started in 2016 in Little Rock, Arkansas. It's since expanded nationwide and works with over 1,000 barbers, including some here in New York City.
Barbers are the gatekeepers of the community. They are those first responders. They are those suicide prevention responders as well.
Like Donald D.C. Conley.
Good morning, barberism.
Who owns a barbershop in Compton, California.
Oh, about 10:45 today.
DC and the barbers in his shop worked with the Confess Project.
The barber is typically the cool dude in the neighborhood, even the dope dealers, they love the barber. Everybody loved the barber.
He understands the difficulty of opening up about mental health, but believes barbers can help with this because of the intimate type of trust between barbers and their clients.
You only have two or three people that get to touch you in that type of way. Your face, in particular, your beard, your hair. You only trust a couple of people with that vulnerability, and that would be, one would be your barber.
DC says this is his purpose, cutting hair and helping others. But it may not have happened had his mom not repeatedly jacked up his hair when he was a kid.
Beautiful mother, but a horrible barber. She was doing the bowl cut when people started wearing the fade. I just didn't want her to cut my hair anymore.
He was cutting hair for his friends in the high school bathroom, not realizing at the time that later in life he would be helping to shed hair and emotional baggage. Barbers working with the Confess Project are trained on four principles: active listening, positive communication, validation, and reducing stigma. Darnell says they also rely on storytelling.
And then from there, we'll do a mask demonstration where we unveil the mask, where there's the mask, and we talk about the effects of mental illness, how we wear a mask on an everyday basis. We talk about depression, we talk about PTSD, we talk about many different things that plague Black men and their families, and how we have to wear that mask each and every day.
One haircut certainly can't change everything, nor are barbers licensed therapists, but it's a start. Here's what that initial conversation might look like.
Hey, how you doing? I ain't seen you in a while. Tell me about what's going on with your life, you know, your shorty. In that 30 to 45 minute conversation and haircut, the barber is able to pinpoint what to look for, what to say, what to do, and how to be that extra line of support to help their client say, okay, hey, I got some resources for you.
And in DC Shop, each barber has a unique style to facilitate the conversation.
So the way I might listen, the way I might try to respond or help an individual might not be the exact same way my barbers do. And I think that with that genuine love of humanity, it just makes it easy for them to just be them.
And everyone who sits in the chair needs something different.
Yesterday, it was the Tough Love Confess Project, where it wasn't the, okay, you know, how are you feeling? It was the, yo, you guys should be disappointed in yourselves because you're embarrassing yourselves. It turned into that stern uncle talk. But by the time it was all over with, these young men were like, you know what, you know, we're going to do better. You know, because I think a lot of times they have to hear it from somebody that has gone down that path.
And he has gone down that path. DC personally knows how important mental wellness is. He had anger issues, which came to a head after he joined the military and was deployed overseas at just 18 years old.
I was very bitter and very upset. I had a lot of fights. I would fight a lot. Within a matter of a 6-month time frame, I might have had a dozen or more fights.
That anger came home with him and affected his relationships.
My grandmother, who said to me, Donald, I can't deal with your rage.
So he did what a lot of people do, kept it moving, pushed it to the side, and opened his business in 2018. Then his mother died in 2020.
The grief of my mom and just trying to juggle so much, I realized that I felt that I was spiraling.
Doctors say those with mental health issues may self-medicate, sometimes with drugs or alcohol. In DC's case, sex.
I realized that I was doing too much.
DC eventually realized he needed help, and he got it from someone who was a professional counselor, but also a friend. That's why the Confess Project resonates with him so much. He knows that sometimes a confidant has a better chance at getting through to someone than a stranger.
It was basically like the Confess Project talks about, because I had a mask on. I had a mask that kept me from being true to what my true emotions was and who I really was at the moment. I was, to be perfectly honest, I was a scared little kid with responsibilities that I wasn't prepared to look at and deal with.
He wants everyone who walks through his doors to feel that same sense of wellness. It's what he always wanted, even before he realized what that would look like in practice.
I didn't know exactly how that looked, but I knew that the barbershop, based with community beliefs, based on positivity, and don't get it mixed up. I'm still a street dude. I'm born and raised out here. I done crossed a couple of bad paths, but where I am now in life and what we're doing here in the shop and what we're trying to do from this point on makes me very proud.
When we come back, we're going to take a bird's eye view of the mental health crisis for Black New Yorkers.
If you enjoy learning about Chicago culture and history, WBBM's newest podcast, Shades of the City, is for you. Join me as I go into the community to hear about the history of the Pullman Company that created opportunities for African Americans in the late 1860s.
One of the major contributors to the development of Bronzeville, as an example, was the role of the Pullman Partners.
Subscribe now to Shades of the City on the Odyssey app and Apple Podcasts.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Beyond Black History Month. I'm your host, Femi Redwood. Advocacy isn't new to Black barbershops.
The barbershop is definitely influential in the Black community because of our leaders. During that time, the Civil Rights era, our leaders went to the barbershop to strategize.
And leaders are still doing that. The issue today is mental health, which still has an element of civil rights. While mental health does not discriminate, resources available for those who live with mental illness vary depending on race. For example, according to the American Psychological Association, only 3% of psychologists are Black. This means Black patients looking for a counselor who shares their cultural background will have a very short list to choose from. This is a problem because researchers say a lack of cultural fluency can cause misdiagnosis.
Part of our portfolio, we...
Dr. Michael McRae is the Acting Executive Deputy Commissioner for Mental Hygiene at the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. He says there has been a historical disinvestment that has impacted the ability of Black men to care for their emotional needs.
Traditionally, Black men have not necessarily accessed mental health services as even Black women have. So we do see this as an opportunity to engage communities.
He says mistrust and access are also problems. Depending on which state you live in, an hour-long traditional therapy session can cost between $100 and $250 for those without insurance. In New York City, the average cost is $194, something DC sees every day.
In my community, in urban communities, Black communities, we as the people that live in those communities are looked to be the stronger, the A-type, the alphas. Bravado is showcased. And a lot of times that right there becomes very misconstrued.
The good news, according to Dr. McRae, is that some of these stigmas are decreasing every day.
We are actually finding, though, just anecdotally, that people are wanting to talk more about mental health. People are becoming more aware. The city has made many investments on people's access to mental health services.
He says New York City doesn't have any specialty programs built around African-American care, but says many programs do include trauma-informed practices with cultural competency.
We as a people, we got to stop surviving, but just thriving and being able to pass along, you know, generational wealth and being able to break those generational curses.
And that's why Darnell, DC, and several other nonprofits use barbershops to promote health, like the Black Barbershop Health Outreach Program, which screens men for diabetes and high blood pressure. Darnell wants the Confess Project to expand to places like nail salons and restaurants. But DC says those places just don't have the same connectivity as barbers and their clients.
Well, just give it a buck. But I don't think you get people to open up like they would get to open up to like their barbers. I just don't see myself walking into anybody other than my counselor, my therapist, my barber, my doctor. I don't see people just running around just talking to anybody about their personal business.
Whether it's a barbershop, salon, or with a friend, mental health advocates just want folks to be honest about their pain, saying that's where healing comes from.
I tell people anytime, you gotta start somewhere, because unresolved trauma can hurt you in so many different ways. And it's so important that we raise awareness, but not to belittle, not to judge, but just to be open and honest and know that, hey, that could be me. That could be my mother, my daddy, my sister, my brother. That could be me.
Thanks so much for listening to Beyond Black History Month. If you're enjoying the podcast, please subscribe. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and on the Odyssey app. Beyond Black History Month is a special production of WCBS News Radio 880 and 1010 WINS. Big thanks to producers Dempsey Pilott and Andy Egan Thorpe. Tim Scheld is the WCBS brand manager, and Ben Meverack is the 1010 WINS brand manager. And I'm Fahmy Redwood.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.